WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Picture a rock band, and chances are it's a bunch of men. A youth organization in Birmingham is giving girls the chance to take the stage to rock out. WBHM's Noelle Annanen introduces us to Girls Rock Birmingham.
Now DJ Hex, making it creepy.
Kelly Conwell, known as DJ Geisha, is teaching a young aspiring artist called DJ Hex and a group of curious girls how to spin, mix, and scratch while reading the dance floor during a recent workshop. They crowd around her laptop, peering at her mixing board, twisting dials, pushing buttons, and scratching digital records.
So you can make those sounds. So even though, obviously, this is already a song, but you can do things with it to kind of make it a little bit your own.
You get to like scratch, like do all the turntables, all that. Yeah.
This is 15-year-old Olivia Cheek. She's a Girls Rock regular.
Honestly, the people are really nice. Like, it is pretty much like anyone could come, really.
While Girls Rock Birmingham is best known for its summer camp, it holds workshops throughout the year. Professional women musicians teach local children instrumental, lyrical, and vocal basics. There are Girls Rock groups around the country, but Birmingham's was founded by Shelly Ann Edge in 2015.
It was a little daunting to try to teach children to play an instrument and write an original song and perform it all in one week.
Edge has a musical background and has taught in a music studio. She took on the challenge and found that musically inclined volunteers and even parents had just as much of a passion for the project as she did. During the summer camp, girls spend the week forming bands and performing original songs together. Edge says many campers transform throughout. She recalls one camper the first year who arrived overwhelmed with anxiety.
For the first few days, she was essentially nonverbal, did not want to engage, would just kind of smile and try to withdraw into herself.
Staff worked to help this camper find her instrument and get comfortable with her band and her new skills, as they do for every camper. By the end of the week, Edge says the girl was rocking her heart out on stage.
It was almost hard to believe that it was the same child.
Edge has since stepped down from Girls Rock leadership, but she says the organization gives children skills that will last them their whole lives. Also, Girls Rock Birmingham is designed to be a safe space for anyone. This includes youth from the LGBTQ+ community and all socioeconomic backgrounds and more. One of the parents who volunteers is Jason Slatton.
Girls Rock seemed like a welcoming and kind of, I guess, energized environment, and I really wanted Sam to be a part of that.
Thanks to Girls Rock, he can play guitar alongside his child Sam, who is now a drummer.
I don't know if we're going to start a band or not. It would be great if we did.
Slatton says even if Sam does not pursue a career in music, practicing the craft builds confidence, critical thinking, skills in compromising, and trust. But Slatton specifically sought out Girls Rock for its inclusivity.
My child uses them, they pronouns and is non-binary. We're letting our child explore that path because I feel like it's important to explore identity, particularly when you're growing up.
This was particularly important for Slatton because of where Sam is growing up and the culture that surrounds rock music.
Because of where we are, I think because of where we are in the South and where we are in Alabama, looking for kind of and seeking progressive environments is important. And Girls Rock is extremely inclusive, trans-friendly, centered around girls. But I think it's important also because girls don't see a lot of themselves necessarily represented in the culture in ways that I think are positive. So music is enormously empowering.
Some campers keep contributing after they grow up. Former camper Mary Foster is a sophomore in public relations at the University of Alabama.
It was just a lot of things that have kind of put me on my path to where I want to be now, I guess. I really want to go into the music industry after I graduate.
Foster attended Girls Rock Camp from 2016 to 2019. Today, she mentors current campers.
You see these people all the time when you're younger, and then whenever you grow up and you become a mentor and see all the future generations that you're teaching, it just makes it really, really special.
Any young Birmingham musicians who want to rock out with their peers can join Girls Rock year-round for their musical workshops and summer camp. Noelle Annanen, WBHM.